WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. With all the rain we've had, you might not be thinking about watering your lawns, but the city of College Station is holding two irrigation workshops in the next 3 days, according to Water Services Director Dave Coleman.
The whole idea is to irrigate smart, you know, make every drop count.
You can attend this evening starting at 6 at the College Station Utilities Training Facility on Graham Road, or Saturday morning starting at 10 at Pebble Creek Country Club. Texas A&M has a new dean of the College of Science. Megan Aronson succeeds Joe Newton, who announced more than a year ago he was not seeking a fourth four-year term. Dr. Aronson, who starts October 1st, is a professor of physics and astronomy at Stony Brook University in New York and a physicist at the U.S. Department of Energy's Brookhaven National Laboratory. Cyclospora illnesses are up in Texas, resulting in a statewide alert, but no cases have been reported to the Brazos County Health Department. The Austin American-Statesman reports 54 cases statewide, including 23 in Travis County. A state health department spokeswoman says there are no known hospitalizations or deaths. The stomach illness is caused by consuming food or water contaminated with feces. A suspected pipe bomb found in a Hearn motel room yesterday brought out the bomb squad from the College Station Police Department. Lieutenant Steve Brock said the device, which was found by housekeepers at the Holiday Inn Express, was picked up by their robot, then disposed.
They actually moved it outside of the building. So the only information we really had was the appearance of the actual device, which was a plastic PVC pipe with end cap screwed on both ends.
Hearn police blocked traffic on Highway 6 at FM 485 on the city's north side. That resulted in a backup going south through Hearn and to the north to Calvert. Bryan firefighters went to the BTU power plant north of the city yesterday to deal with a hazardous materials incident. BTU General Manager Gary Miller said an employee at the Dansby power plant went into a storage building and smelled chlorine gas. The fire department was sent to address the issue. No one was injured, and there was no interruption in the generation or distribution of electricity. For three straight days, local police have made an arrest for a vehicle burglary. Bryan police report at 2 a.m. yesterday catching a 13- and 16-year-old on Midwest Drive, about a block behind Sol Ross School. Officers recovered most of the property taken from seven unlocked vehicles. The juveniles were charged with those burglaries and with the theft of a firearm. Another vehicle burglary arrest for Bryan police was Tuesday from a break-in that took place 2 months ago. 19-year-old Jalen Magruder is accused of smashing a window to get into a vehicle parked at Bryan Collegiate High School and taking a purse. A veterinarian who posted a picture of killing a feral cat did not commit animal cruelty, according to an Austin County grand jury. A news release from the district attorney's office in Belleville is available for download at WTAW.com. A check of Kristen Lindsay's veterinary license on the state's website indicates it is still active. Lindsay lost her job at a vet clinic in Brenham following the negative reaction to the photo of the cat with an arrow through its head. According to the news release, investigators could not determine who owned the cat, and the photo by itself was not enough evidence that a crime had occurred. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 75 degrees. More news on the way at 6:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
Hang on, 611, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com.
Lots of sunshine for today. It'll be a warm day. Temperatures will make their way up to about 90 to 95. There is the threat of an isolated thunderstorm. It'll be clear to partly cloudy overnight, 75. Sunshine and very warm once again tomorrow with temperatures anywhere from 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy. Lows will end up around 75. Saturday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine with the chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. High Saturday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with a busy day in baseball. Say that three times fast. We're looking at Tyler Stubblefield making his debut from A&M to the Brazos Valley Bombers. The College World Series championship game last night. A nail-biter for the Astros and not even close for the Rangers. All that and more coming up in sports, and we'll do it for you about 6:50.
We'll be here for that. We'll be here for that.
I hope so.
So these temperatures.
It was hot.
It's a little warmish out there, a little warmish. And let's see what our heat indices seems to indicate. I don't know. Patrick, do we know what the official high was yesterday?
I'll pull it up.
Yesterday, I would say just shy of hellish.
Yeah,
Didn't have that big of a problem with
it. Oh, I thought it was hot yesterday.
It's muggy, I get it.
It's the muggy. It's the muggies. Because now, you know, we're saying here, our forecast here shows 93, 94, something like that. He's saying over 95. Heat values will be at about 101 again today, and probably a little bit more than that tomorrow. Our chances of showers telling us 40% Saturday night, and on Sunday. And we got a 30% chance of that stuff today. So, yes, and officially did we...
Our actual high was 91 with... that's it.
That's it. Bro.
Yep. Our record was 6 years ago, 105.
Okay, but again, nobody lives at the airport. A first date went from locking lips to angry words for a couple in China, which we have decided is the new Florida.
Yes.
Weird things happen. They happen in China.
Beaches aren't as nice, though.
I'm sorry?
The beaches.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't as nice.
I think probably not. The dispute involved the passionate kissing that caused damage to their dentures. Police were called after a 30-year-old man got upset with his significant other over the dental disaster. He told officers he'd lost 4 false teeth while making out with his date, which he blamed on the aggressive kissing style. After 4 hours of mediation, the guy was compensated for $483.
Oh. Days in Arkansas, they'd be married by now.
I know. I'm just. Oh.
Wow. Hey. We got a
lot of info.
Mission.
If they were in Arkansas, he'd go from an 8 to a 6 because he lost 4 teeth. You know,
that exchange rate for the tooth fairy just doesn't translate. Well,
you're
I don't
right.
Get that.
I know. That's the other thing I'm looking at.
Didn't get anywhere
at.
Near that much money.
What kind of numbers are we looking at? And what are you doing mediating between a couple that was kissing? It's like it's a whole other country.
Uh-huh. Kind of like that, yeah.
In Brenham National Bank's 83-year history in Washington and Brazos County, we've put down deep roots in ag lending. Hi, I'm Nathan Van Noord.
And I'm Teresa Hernandez.
We provide loans to purchase, refinance, and improve farm and ranch real estate. Need an operating loan, or is it time to replace that aging tractor? Let us be your partner in agriculture.
At Brenham National Bank, we understand country living because we live there too.
Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Dr. Drew Johnson is with us. We're talking weight loss. Doctor, obviously people spend hundreds, thousands of dollars and many, many days and hours trying to lose weight. You have a seminar coming up to discuss that.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about what really causes the uncontrollable weight gain. There's many different ways to address that situation and why the dieting and stop dieting and dieting, that yo-yo attack at it, never works. It's actually just a loss of health. So if we can discuss how to regain your health, the weight is just a pleasant side effect as it goes away.
Now, this is something obviously people understand is a problem for them, but there's weight loss surgery that can be done now. Is that discussed?
We do talk about the dangers of weight loss surgery.
Quite often, this is not a disease that's causing this to happen to you. You've just put on weight over years?
Most of it's lifestyle created.
So how much does it cost to attend your seminar on weight loss?
The seminar is absolutely free.
Now, space is limited?
Space is limited. We're trying to limit it to 25 people.
All right. So if they'd like some more information, what should they do?
Call 268-1162.
Johnson, Performance and Wellness.
616, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Hey, 176 days into the year. It's June the 25th. Today is Global Beatles Day, the group, not the bug. It's, just to be clear, it's Color TV Day.
Woohoo!
Yeah, we pretty much like that. It's National Catfish Day.
Eh.
Yeah, really.
Fun to catch.
Yeah. It's Log Cabin Day. And just to make you feel good, you know, again, muggy temperatures today. Christmas Eve is Christmas Day actually is 6 months from right now. Now, I want you to think about this. Two checks in July, two in August, two in September, two in October, two in November, and one. So that means you got 11 paychecks till Christmas.
Hey.
Just saying.
Save.
Yeah, just start saving now. All right, birthdays.
Lala Anthony from...
Who?
Lala Anthony. I didn't expect you to know who it is.
Yeah.
MTV VJ along with VH1 host.
Oh, yeah.
Married to Carmelo Anthony, 36 years old. Linda Cardellini is 40 years old. She played Velma in the Scooby-Doo movies, and she was in Mad Men. Jeff Cohn, 41, the guy that played Chunk in Goonies.
Oh, yeah.
Angela Kinsey is 44 years old.
She's from Waco, Texas.
I did not know that.
Yeah, she's the little short blonde-headed girl in The Office.
Mm-hmm.
That's who that is.
The tightly wound girlfriend of Dwight Schrute.
That's the one. Yep.
Dikembe Mutombo, officially listed at 49. Mm-hmm. Most everybody thinks he's probably in his mid to late 50s.
Well, let's cuddle him and count the rings.
He's tall enough. He's dang near a tree.
Yeah.
Eric Gimble is 51 years old from fame. George Michael, 52. Ricky Gervais, speaking of The Office, the creator of said, 54. Anthony Bourdain is 59. J.J. Jimmy Walker.
Dynamite. Yeah.
He is 68. Yeah. Little known fact. Very good friends with Ann Coulter. They're like buds.
Wow.
I want to be in that bar.
Wow. No,
that's a conversation I want to eavesdrop
Jeez,
on.
Okay.
And Carly Simon, 70.
She's vain.
Warren Beatty.
Oh, that's right. Eric Carle, if you know him, he's the guy who wrote The Very Hungry Caterpillar. Still alive and typing at 86. So there you go. 6:18.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
This deal provides the best possible defense against Iran's ability to pursue a nuclear weapon covertly, that is, in secret.
All right, this nuclear deal with Iran continues to become more ridiculous as this now June 30th deadline approaches. According to a draft document, the U.S. is willing to give Iran state-of-the-art nuclear equipment if it agrees to pare down its atomic weapons ambition. But how would the United States be able to verify this when the supreme leader, the Ayatollah Khamenei, refuses, for example, to allow U.N. weapons inspections on its military sites? It is beyond foolish that we are giving the Iranians anything, much less nuclear equipment, when they hate America and cannot be trusted.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com, geico.com.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet. But we know we save her gobs of money, too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. German shoe and sports gear maker Adidas says it plans a new marketing push to increase soccer shoe sales and its share of the running shoe market in the U.S. The company says it wants to double running sales by 2020 by boosting its marketing effort in key global cities, including New York City and Los Angeles, where it plans additional runner-focused stores. A government watchdog says the IRS is doing business with tax-delinquent contractors despite a 2012 law that bars the tax agency from awarding contracts to these businesses. The Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration says the IRS awarded contracts to 17 businesses in 2012 and 13 that had delinquent tax debts. Ford is recalling more than 200,000 Transit Connect vans and Escape SUVs because of instrument panel and seatbelt issues. Crude oil down 15 cents at $60.12 a barrel on Wall Street, futures pointing to strong gains at the open. That's your money now.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and fewer harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF. We create chemistry.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now. 800-861-2414. 800-861-2414. That's 800-861-2414.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Come stand with the 12th man at all Texas A&M athletic events. You make a difference for our student athletes in our venues. Tickets are available at 888-99-AGGIE or visit 12thman.com/tickets. Thanks and gig 'em. Aggie fans, Texas A&M Athletics is always just a few clicks away on your digital device. Stay connected by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Visit 12thman.com/social media for a complete social media directory.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. I thought the music fitting because this is more of a Halloween story, really, than something you'd hear in the summer. Harken back a few years and you'll remember the fight over Ted Williams' head because he wanted it frozen. And there were rumors for years that Walt Disney had had his head frozen so he could be reanimated once it was medically possible. That was a rumor. He actually was cremated shortly after he died. All that aside, a neuroscientist in Italy claims that transplanting the head of a living person is now possible.
And you really believe that you can bring life to the dead?
In fact, they've been trying it on animals since the 70s. And it's been successful, at least a little bit. Now, they did it to a monkey. It lived for several days, but it was paralyzed because there was no way to connect the head to the body's spinal cord.
Sponge.
Give me some retraction.
Now the doctors say it's possible. To do it, they use an extremely sharp surgical knife to cut the spinal cord. Then immediately attach the head by fusing two cords together with a type of plastic called polyethylene glycol. It's been used to reconnect spinal cords on dogs, and it works. So the doctors think it could work on people, too.
It's alive!
It's obviously a lot harder than that, because they also have to reconnect bones, tissue, and millions of nerves. But the idea is you could potentially give a paralyzed person a whole new body.
I remember my body. Flabby, pasty skin, riddled with phlebitis.
But it does make you think for a minute, if they've got the technology to do that, couldn't they just fix the paralysis? According to the surgeon, it would probably cost you about $13 million. And we're even further away from putting a cryogenically frozen head onto another body. That's a whole different story. But people that were laughed at in the past for having their heads frozen, who knows? He who laughs last laughs 150 years from now. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange, where he's looking for stuff all the time. He buys and sells jewelry and coins. So if you've got some neat heirloom stuff, or a coin collection perhaps that you inherited but you don't know anything about, he'll take a look at it for free to determine if he really needs to dig further. And there's a little small charge involved in that, but it could make you money in the long term. To find out more, go to David's Jewelry and Coins, that is plural, coins.com, or you can find him on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
Good morning. It's 6:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com. Got a 30% chance of showers today and tomorrow, 20% tonight. And then for Saturday night and Sunday, it looks like a 40% chance of rain. We'll continue to have a 30% chance of rain on Sunday night and on Monday. Highs each day probably will be in the lower to middle 90s, but the heat indices will be over 100 degrees. So take precautions there. And lows each night probably around 75, 76, something like that. And we're looking right now at 75 degrees out there.
The human body is meant to move. So why is it so many of us don't make exercise a priority? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Steel Outdoor Power Equipment is as dependable and hardworking as the people who use it. People like Dan Eddy, a firefighter with 15 years of experience.
I love steel products. We use them on my job with the fire department. I use them at home.
Now is the time to get hardworking steel equipment for homeowners and professionals, including the all-new FS38 grass trimmer, just $129.99. Visit steeldealers.com to find a dealer near you. That's STIHLdealers.com. All prices BME SRP at participating dealers.
Performance Bicycle, where great rides begin, has created an event so big, there's only one way to say it. Everything's on sale. Now through Sunday, everything's on sale at performancebike.com. Over 10,000 items reduced for this once-a-year event, plus doorbusters up to 70% off. All the top brands, all the best gear, all the savings, plus free shipping. Performancebike.com's Everything's on Sale event ends Sunday. Go to performancebike.com now. Some exclusions may apply. Visit performancebike.com for details.
We all know that regular exercise is critical to good health. So why do so many of us never seem to get around to it?
There's two primary reasons. And the first one is that they're not motivated. The second reason is because people in society don't give themselves permission to prioritize their own self-care.
Michelle Seeger, author of the book, No Sweat.
But in fact, if we don't renew ourselves through getting enough sleep or moving our bodies or whatever self-care, we actually aren't fueled to optimally perform and enjoy what matters most in our lives. So it's actually hurting us to not take care of ourselves.
Even when people do start to exercise, they sometimes don't stick with it, often because they chose the wrong activity.
Most people who don't exercise tend to pick exercises that they think are going to burn the most calories, that they think they're supposed to be doing. And I ask them to try another way. Most people do not sustain a complicated behavior like exercise in their daily lives, day in and day out, if it doesn't feel good.
But Michelle says if you find the right activity and make it a priority, you start to see exercise as a gift you give yourself.
And it might be a small gift in the beginning, but once you start giving it to yourself and you start to notice how much more energy you have and how much better you feel and even proud of yourself you are, you'll start to want to do it more.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
At Polaris Fun Center in Bryan, ride into summer and get unprecedented rebates for a limited time only. $800 off the Razor XP 1000, $900 off the Sportsman 570, $1,000 off the Polaris Ace, and $1,400 off on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, the Polaris XP 900. At Polaris Fun Center, get financing as low as 1.99% on every machine in the lineup. The Ride into Summer sales event at Polaris Fun Center on Texas Avenue in Bryan, where they sell and service fun, not tractors.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. Motorists on Highway 6 in and north of Hearn were in gridlock for a couple of hours yesterday. That's after a suspected pipe bomb was found in a motel room. Hearn police contacted the College Station Police Department's bomb squad. Lieutenant Steve Brock says when they arrived, they learned housekeepers had moved the device outside of the building.
They used the robot to pick up the device, the potential device, and move it away
from the building, and through means and equipment that they have, they were able to render that potential device safe at what they believed was a safe distance from any person or any building.
The device was described as a piece of plastic PVC pipe with end caps screwed on both ends. Bryan police have arrested three more people for vehicle burglaries. Thanks to surveillance video, officers made an arrest Tuesday from a break-in 2 months ago. 19-year-old Jalen Magruder, who is listed in jail records as homeless, is accused of going to the parking lot at Bryan Collegiate High School, smashing a passenger side window, and taking a purse. Investigators used video surveillance to make an identification. And officers on patrol at 2 a.m. yesterday saw two individuals with a flashlight run across a street about a block away from Selross Elementary School on Midwest Drive. A 13 and 16-year-old were caught after a short foot chase. That led to finding stolen property from seven vehicle burglaries. Most of the stolen property from the unlocked vehicles were recovered and returned, including one firearm. And the unidentified teens were arrested and taken to juvenile detention. College Station police and fire responded to a family violence incident yesterday morning at a home on Cooner on the north side of the city between Eisenhower and Nimitz. The victim told officers during an argument he was cut with a box cutter. He was treated at the scene for a cut with the box cutter and refused to be transported for further medical attention. The unidentified family member responsible for the injury fled the scene before officers arrived and has not been interviewed. The victim declined to press charges, and the case has been turned over to detectives for further investigation. A Brenham veterinarian who lost her job after posting a picture of a feral cat she killed by shooting her bow and arrow through its head has not committed a crime. A news release from the Austin County District Attorney's Office stated a grand jury no-billed Kristen Lindsay after determining there was insufficient proof to charge her with animal cruelty. The news release defines animal cruelty can take place in one of two ways. There was not enough evidence that the cat died in a cruel manner based on an online photo and guidelines from the American Veterinary Medical Association that animals can be humanely killed in the head when done correctly. The other definition of animal cruelty is when the cat was killed without the owner's consent, which investigators could not determine. You can download the news release from our website at WTAW.com. As of yesterday afternoon, Lindsay's veterinary license remains active, according to the Texas Board of Veterinary Medical Board's website. The BTU power plant north of Bryant was the setting of a hazardous materials incident yesterday. General Manager Gary Miller said an employee smelled chlorine gas inside a storage building at the Dansby power plant. That led to Bryant firefighters getting a call to investigate. There was no impact on the generation or distribution of electricity. Fire Chief Randy McGregor says no one was injured. The Brazos County Health Department has received no reports of anyone suffering from the cyclospora stomach illness. Elsewhere in the state, there have been 54 cases of the affliction that's caused by consuming food or water contaminated with feces. The Austin American-Statesman reports state officials have alerted health care providers to be on the lookout. Almost half of the victims come from Travis County. No one has died or has been hospitalized. Another key academic vacancy has been filled at Texas A&M. The new dean of the College of Science comes to Aggieland from Stony Brook University in New York. Dr. Megan Aronson is also a physicist at the U.S. Energy Department's Brookhaven National Laboratory. Aronson, who starts October 1st, succeeds Joe Newton, who announced last year he was not seeking a fourth four-year term as dean. Earlier this week, A&M announced the promotion of Dr. Michael Benedict as provost. An outspoken member of the University of Texas System Board of Regents, Wallace Hall, has sued the system chancellor over access to records. Among other things, Hall wants confidential student information as he continues his investigation into favoritism in admissions at the Austin campus. Last week, Attorney General Ken Paxton said the UT system should turn over the records to Hall and that the regent was entitled to sue if the system refused. Chancellor Bill McRaven released a statement that he believes his actions not only comply with the law, but it is also in the best interest of the system's students, patients, and employees. Property owners who want to keep their lawns green after all the rain we've had are invited to participate in an irrigation workshop sponsored by the City of College Station. Water Services Director Dave Coleman says the idea is to irrigate smart and make every drop count.
The whole idea is to irrigate smart, you know, make every drop count, and we really encourage the public to come and learn about how to use their irrigation system wisely. We're going to be handing out some gift cards and trying to get people to come.
The first of two workshops is tonight, starting at 6 at the College Station Utilities Training Facility on Graham Road. The second is Saturday morning at Pebble Creek Country Club, starting at 10. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news coming up at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-822-8255.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Every driver has met that guy. You know, the guy who cuts people off and doesn't care what anyone else thinks. That guy who refuses to come to a complete stop at a stop sign because he always comes first. If you've never met that guy, think about it. Maybe it's because you are that guy.
Aggressive drivers, they aren't just rude, they can be deadly. Be safe, drive smart. This message sponsored by TxDOT.
Responsive, prompt, experienced. These are the qualities you want in a plumbing service. So remember this name, Holman's Quality Plumbing. Holman's has experienced plumbers who specialize in 24-hour emergency service, leak detection, and tankless water heaters. Looking to remodel? Holman's fully functional kitchen and bath showroom is coming soon. Holman's Quality Plumbing is quality plumbing by quality plumbers. For residential and commercial service, call 777-0178 or click holmanplumbing.com.
638, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com. Here we go.
High pressure in control again today, so that means sunshine for the area. There is the threat of an isolated thunderstorm late this afternoon. It'll be hot today, 90 to 95. Clear to partly cloudy through the overnight, 75. Sunshine's back tomorrow, so the temperature's anywhere from 90 to 95. Clear to partly cloudy, a low of 75 tomorrow night. Clouds and sunshine Saturday, maybe a shower or thunderstorm late in the day. Highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in about 10 minutes or so, with A&M sending several athletes to try and qualify for the U.S. team. Women's basketball adds some to their schedule. They'll be going to Las Vegas. And Tyler Stubblefield made his debut for the Brazos Valley Bombers last night. Played for A&M last season with 11 starts. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you, like I said, here in about 11, give or take.
As expected, the White House has revealed a new policy aimed at becoming more sensitive to the needs of U.S. hostage families. What now? What, Mr. Auger?
That just infuriates. I just think that is a horrible, horrible idea.
Okay. Why?
I just paying for hostages to me just leads to more hostages. Hey, we got money. Let's go get us another one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I understand. Yeah. What the deal is it used to be against the law for the family to pay the ransoms. That will no longer be the case. Now, I mean,
I don't think anyone was ever brought up on charges for doing that.
No, never were.
But the law was on the books.
The law was on the books. And just like that that board that Congress decided to disband before they ever were formed. So they're out there ahead of the curve. That's it. Get this. President Obama has pressed top Chinese officials on cyber attacks during a closed-door meeting at the White House. Ooh, did he shake his finger very vigorously at them? In a statement, the White House said the president raised ongoing U.S. concerns about China's cyber behavior and urged officials to, quote, take concrete steps to lower tensions, end quote. Josh Earnest, for his part, he's the White House flack, says the kinds of conversations that take place behind closed doors in the context of a summit are significant at the strategic and economic dialogue that are different than the kinds of public discussions that take place. Oh, so what? Did he say we're going to bomb you back in the Stone Age if you don't quit hacking us? Did he say that?
No.
Yeah. Oh, let me see. Here's today's trivia question. What country owns more U.S. debt than any other?
China.
That'd be China.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, really. So we're going to do what? We're going to do what? You know, a good idea would maybe be for them to put up the safeguards necessary as they set up systems. But I know. That was millions and millions and millions of records ago. No reason to go there anymore. President got into a verbal battle with a heckler yesterday during a White House reception celebrating LGBT Pride Month. Shortly after beginning his speech to the crowd, he was interrupted by a person who repeatedly shouted the president's name. The president said, "No, no, no, no. Listen, you're in my house. You're not going to get a good response from me by interrupting me like this." But the heckler refused to let it be, prompting the president to add, "Shame on you. You shouldn't be doing this."
He doesn't like free speech.
Mr. Obama said, "As a general rule, I'm just fine with a few hecklers, but when I am up in the House, my attitude is, if you're eating the hors d'oeuvres, you know what I'm saying, and drinking the booze, I know that's right." So, there. So, did you hear who the protester was?
No.
Genesette Gutierrez.
Oh, yeah, him.
Her.
Whatever.
I'm not sure, actually, because it's an undocumented transgender woman.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. That's not who you would have expected,
an
right?
Undocumented,
yeah.
Trans.
Yeah. And how did she get the invitation? You know what I'm saying? How did they know where she lived if she's an undocumented woman, transgendered? Just saying. We'll put that over there in.
That's like the liberal trifecta.
Yeah, it is.
A protester that's a liberal. My gosh.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right, let's make it 13. 13, lucky 13. Bobby Jindal is the latest Republican presidential candidate. He was a rising star until he did that response to the State of the Union. Remember when he stood there by the staircase in the mansion in Baton Rouge and looked like he was about 14?
Yes.
Yeah. It's been tough since then. He's done a lot of good stuff, but now his numbers are starting to drop really even in his home state. So, of course, like the guy in the state next to him, he said, "Oh, my numbers are dropping. Let me go run for president."
Yeah.
So, see how that works out for you. Anyway, they are having some financial, fiscal problems over there. Their economy not quite as diverse as we have here. But he's a smart guy. There is no doubt about that. He's a very smart guy, and we'll see what happens. So, you know, the Hillster, the Weeble Wobble candidate, made some comments about how they needed to do something about pay being unfair for people like interns and stuff.
You mean the ones she underpays?
Yeah, that'd be the ones, matter of fact. USA Today has posted an opinion piece by Carolyn Osorio, who says that after she joined Madam Hillary's 2016 campaign, she had to move to Nevada and worked there for free. She said, "I had hoped to be a trailblazer, would be one of those who would be willing to break the mold of indentured servitude, and hoping that she would break these situations that, quote, haunt my generation." Finding out that Hillary perpetuates the exploitation known as unpaid internships is like discovering sin. Is it real? Yeah, that's in USA Today. Just wanted to tell you. Okay, so now it looks like the federal government, the elected officials, going to take on the Confederacy situation. The governor of Alabama, of course, took down the Confederate flag. from the grounds of the state capitol. Both U.S. senators from Mississippi have urged a review of their state flag, and some black lawmakers in Congress calling for removal of statues in the U.S. Capitol honoring leaders of the Confederacy. Now, that's interesting. I think that's a little bit of an overreach right there.
I heard an interesting thing with Joe Pags on that last night.
Yeah.
Because I felt the same way you did.
Right.
But the comparison in thought process to a lot of people is that of the Jews to the Nazis. And there are no vestiges left of Nazism.
I think he said a lot of people are really hung up on, because I heard the show yesterday too, it was really good. He said a lot of people are hung up on the whole idea of comparing anyone to Nazis or Hitler.
Oh, yeah.
He went ahead and compared it to East Germany. He said, where do you see the East German flag flying over a unified Germany?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I disagree. Yeah. I just, that take on it gave me pause for a minute because I felt the same way you did.
Yeah.
At an institutional level, I think it can be gone. At a personal level, I believe it holds the values that the person bearing it has themselves.
Yeah.
Racists bear it racially.
Right.
And non-racists.
Right. Right.
The opposite.
There's an interesting story we'll do next hour having to do with all that. And then just real quickly, they dug into some of the emails that Greg Abbott had received and sent. One of them that kind of popped up that was interesting was that Tony Busby, who is an attorney from Houston, owns like a $9 million house, by the way, that has 11,000 square feet. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm just letting you know.
just saying?
Yeah. Leads the team of Governor Perry's criminal defense lawyers. He asked Abbott's team to make him the chairman or vice chairman of the A&M University System Board of Regents. Well, they told him no. But, I mean, he asked, and there's nothing wrong with asking.
Sure.
Busby, who is a regent in the system, said in an interview yesterday that he backed Regent Cliff Thomas for the post once he learned that Abbott wanted regents to elect their chair rather than him appoint. And so he was told by one of the major ups in the Abbott administration that the new governor, didn't want to really rock the boat as far as who was going to be chairman of the A&M Board of Regents in the midst of everything that was going on while the legislature was in session. So that's kind of they let sleeping dogs lie. And again, as we said yesterday, and you know, we've got the story today about Wallace Hall suing the chancellor, you know, a few waves in the soup is okay on any board of regents or school board or city council. But when you start suing the chancellor of the system, that's probably not good. So anyway, just a little peek behind the curtain there over at the big school. It's a 648.
It's the Ride of Your Life sales event going on now at Douglas Nissan. Get your new 2015 Nissan Altima for 0% for 72 months, plus $1,000 in APR cash with NMAC financing. We have over 80 in stock only at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off of Highway 6 and College Station.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Would you like to have better results from your landscape and garden? Would it help if it came at a more affordable price? Well, I have a few random tips to help you head that direction just in time for your late summer and fall planning. I'll be back with details stretching your gardening dollar right after this message. We have a few remaining copies of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book I self-published. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening released in 1991. This is a brand new book released just last year with an entirely new format, but 24 years newer. 840 photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2, a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Then chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting one of the few remaining copies of the first printing. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. I always tell people if they want to stretch their gardening dollar, one of the best ways is to invest in quality tools. The days of the old wooden-handled spades and hoes are pretty well gone. Buy reinforced tools that feel comfortable to your hands. If you do your own mowing, invest in a better machine. It will offer more options of comfort, safety, and performance. It may cost a bit more at the outset, but it'll be money well spent, and you'll find that it probably will outlast the cheaper models. Mini tillers are great in working soil in small spaces, and a power pole pruner lets you reach limbs 10 or 12 feet off the ground without climbing. You need to have a plan that's been drawn to scale, either by you or by a veteran landscape designer. It becomes the outline of your project, and it guides you through all the steps, like an old family recipe. All the plants are shown at their mature sizes, so you can get a better feeling for how things will look once the landscape is finished. It's your roadmap to success. It will save you a ton of money and a lot of frustration. Stick to the best plants for the places. If you need a 4-foot shrub, there's no point in buying a type that matures at 15 feet tall and wide. You'll just make your life and the life of the shrub miserable in the process. You'll be trimming all the time. Go with a plant that grows to the mature size of the space you have available. Talk to your nurseryman. Adapted plants should be your goal. Forget whether a plant's native to Texas or not. What you want is a plant that's happy to have a chance to perform in Texas. Crepe myrtles are from China. Nandinas are from Japan. Hackberries and cottonwoods are from Texas. You make the call. In my garden, adapted rules. Watch for stalk reduction sales from now almost until frost. Fall is the best time to plant since it gives the new planting 7 or 8 months to establish their root systems before the next summer settles in. Nurseries have outstanding selections now, and they will all through the rest of the summer and into the fall. Many of them are plants that have been in the same pot since early spring. They're full, and they're vigorous, and they're beautiful. Shop several nurseries and compare prices and pot sizes and quality. Larger plants may actually be your better investments. They'll cost you more, but you'll space them farther apart, and they'll look better quicker. Fine gardens begin with great soil. Invest in the foundation of your landscape and garden by preparing the soil to the ultimate. And water carefully to get your plants established. Protect your investment. Don't let them dry out and die. I'm Neil Sperry. Crotons bring color in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening, and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. Texas A&M will have 7 current athletes competing at the U.S. Outdoor Track and Field Championships this weekend, while 6 Aggies will contest the USATF Junior Championships at the University of Oregon. At stake, berths to the United States team and competing this summer at the World Championships in Beijing, China, as well as the Pan Am Championship in Toronto. Action starts today and runs through Sunday. A&M women's basketball team will head to Las Vegas, Nevada, November the 27th and 28th, to take on 2 of the sport's powerhouse programs. It all takes place in the South Point Shootout. The Aggies will take on 2013 Final Four participant Cal, and then Ohio State the next day. A&M sophomore-to-be turned the screws in his debut for the Brazos Valley Bombers. It didn't hurt that the Bombers have scored 33 runs in 2 games to earn a sweep of the Marshals. For the second night in a row, Brazos Valley scored double-digit runs, plating 17 runners in a 17-1 win over the Texas Marshals. On the mound, Tyler Stubblefield made his Bombers debut, pitching 5 strong innings, only allowing 2 hits and 1 run while striking out 9. The Bombers are in Acadiana tonight for a 7 o'clock start. In the College World Series championship game,
Kirby set at the letters and out deals. Called strike 3, national champions! 1,186 miles back home, and the Hoos will head home with a trophy in tow. The 2015 national champions of college baseball are the Virginia Cavaliers.
Virginia is the NCAA champions for the first time ever following a 4-2 victory over Vandy in the deciding third game of the College World Series. Pavin Smith homered and had three RBIs to back Brandon Waddle, who went seven innings and limited the defending champs to just two hits after the Commodores scored twice in the first inning. In Major League Baseball, Brett Lowry hit a grand slam as the Oakland Athletics beat the Texas Rangers 8-2 yesterday for their fourth straight win. Lowry's third career slam made it 5-0 in the first off Wandy Rodriguez. Oakland led 8-0 after two innings. Rangers manager Jeff Banister was asked if the rough outing early by Wandy was the death nail for the Rangers.
We can talk about that one moment. It's key, but really all the moments in the game of baseball are key. They're all equal. They're not just one. They're all. From all 27 outs on both sides, they're all important. The walks, the grand slam, not being able to drive runs in, not being able to mount anything offensively prior to early outs, they all go into the same bucket, really. They're all equally as important.
Oakland stays in Dallas this afternoon for a 105 start on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. The Astros got nipped late.
And there's a flare over the head of Carter. Light that baby up as Eric Guybar scores the winning run. 2-1 Angels.
Just like that for Featherston. What a good time he's had of late. That first major league home run. Now, his first major league walk-off base hit. That rocket to right field to win the game.
Taylor Featherston poked an RBI single over first base with two outs in the 13th inning to give the Los Angeles Angels a 2-1 win over the Houston Astros. Yanks will be in H-Town tonight. They'll start things up at 7:10. That game also on The Zone. The San Antonio Spurs enter today's draft with only five players under contract and a number of unanswered questions for coach Greg Popovich and general manager R.C. Buford. The team's recent draft history centered on development. The Spurs hold the 26th and 55th pick overall in this year's draft. Monte Ellis is declining the player's option for the final year of his contract with the Dallas Mavericks and will become an unrestricted free agent. Ellis was set to make $8.7 million in the final year of a three-year deal worth $25 million. And now, sports from across the pond. Novak Djokovic and Serena Williams have been installed as the number one seeds at Wimbledon, which gets underway next week. And the winner of this year's British Open will get a bigger paycheck. The RNA, the Royal and Ancient, the governing body of golf, has announced that the winner of next month's St. Andrews will win $1.8 million. Overall prize money for the third major of the year has soared to almost $1.5 million, totaling $10 million. The British Open starts July 16th. And finally, NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman in the summer meetings says the league is open to formal expansion review process to consider adding new franchises to its 30-team league. Las Vegas, Seattle, and Quebec City are the markets that have expressed the most interest. And that's been a look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Another satisfied Hartman Realty client.
My name is Katie Pearson. Originally, I'm from a little town north of Houston called Tomball.